out of Sydney. It's Ben Fester. The song's called Tumbo Rumblin'. And we love local music, arts and culture here at FBI Radio. And I'm very excited to announce, because on the line right now, we have media arts and academic and journalist Dr. Ben Eltham to chat about next year's federal election, which will be a crucial one for the arts sector as it struggles to come back from 2 years of COVID-induced shutdowns and travel restrictions. However, many in the sector believe that funding from all levels of government for the arts has been another key factor in its decline. The Fund the Arts campaign are planning to run a comprehensive media and marginal seat campaign leading up to the 2022 federal election. We've got Dr. Ben Eltham here to chat to us about this. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, hi, Lil. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming onto the show today. So you're kickstarting this campaign in the lead up to the election. Why do you think this is an important issue for voters?
Well, we just want to raise it as an issue for voters. Basically, it hasn't been on the political agenda for probably 25 years. And we think it's important. You know, the arts and culture is part of who we are as human beings. It helps us make meaning in our life. It brings us enjoyment. It brings us a lot of the sort of ways in which we communicate in our democracy. So it is an important issue. And for years and years and years, it's been neglected. So that's really what the idea is. We're trying to bring the issue into the public realm and for people to think about it in the run-up to the election.
And can you give us a sense of how extensive the cuts have been to Australia's arts sector?
They've been pretty significant under the coalition government at a federal level. So if you want to take the Australia Council, which is our premier federal arts funding body, funding's declined by about 19% in real terms since 2013. Well, the ABC, it's the national broadcaster, it's a pretty important cultural institution. It's had about $800 million of funding cuts since 2013. So that's just a couple of examples where the government really has steadily cut. And it's been drip, 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 you know, steady austerity away from the arts and culture, you know, at the time when it's running a massive deficit. So, you know, we can't afford it. We can't actually do the funding if we want to. It's really a matter of political will.
And what impact has this kind of decrease in funding had upon the sector?
I think it has had a significant impact. Just this week, something like 49 small to medium cultural organisations are losing their federal funding from the Australia Council. So, you know, there's a really important grassroots arts and culture organisations. They're no longer going to get Australia Council funding. You know, that's an example of what's happened. Or let's take another really vivid example. The National Archives, okay, which is the kind of building where we keep all of our records and government documents, they had to do a fundraising drive earlier this year just to keep the lights on. You know, that's how bad the funding had got. So, yeah, I mean, if you do cut and you cut and you cut over time, you just start to lose things. And that's where we're at, particularly with federal arts funding.
And here at FBI Radio, music in particular, as well as arts and culture, is very much the forefront of what we promote and do. What kind of impact would, for example, getting more funding help with the music sector?
I think it would make a big difference. So the music industry, the contemporary music sector, is putting together a big plan, where they're calling it like a moonshot, right? So it's like this idea that they'd have a big government strategy that would encourage contemporary music. They want to double Australia's music exports. They want to increase music education in schools, get all kids studying a musical instrument at school, have access to good quality music education. You know, these are huge potential benefits for not just for the sector and not just for musicians, but for all of society. Because even if you don't go on to be a professional musician, you know, all of us love music. We all enjoy it and we all gain, you know, tremendous well-being from music. You know, and we want to support that. And it needs not just funding, but it also needs government regulations, right? So one of the things we want to do is a local content quota for streaming audio and video. There's only 2% Australian content on Netflix, for example. We think there should be a rule that basically forces these big technology platforms to have more Australian content on their very profitable services.
Yeah, particularly within movies, it's so disappointing to see the lack of Australian content on there. You mentioned education as well, and in the report that you co-authored, Creativity in Crisis, Rebooting Australia's Arts and Entertainment Sector After COVID, you discussed the arts only being accessible for people from higher socioeconomic backgrounds, particularly in education. How do you think this impacts our cultural identity and fabric?
Yeah, it's becoming a major problem, the inequality of access to culture. So, you know, it's getting to a point where if you want to be an artist or a musician in our society, you've kind of got to rely on the bank of mum and dad. You know, it's so hard to get a start that people are now relying on, you know, living at home or a lot of support from their friends and family to get a start. And, of course, not everyone has that opportunity. Not everyone has, you know, wealthy parents or relatives that can support them through those early stages of their career while they, you know, get a start, make the contacts, get ready and get a break. That's a big issue. And then just the cost of music education or arts education. I mean, my daughter does piano lessons. It's about $400 a month for her primary school. You know, for low socioeconomic parents, that's really prohibitive. That's really difficult. So, you know, we could definitely do more to make that kind of stuff more accessible.
Mm. And could you talk a little bit more about the campaign and what kind of policies and funding you're hoping to implement in different levels of government?
Yeah, so it's a campaign basically to raise the issue, to make the issue more relevant, more salient, as the political scientists call it, you know, to bring it to politicians' attention. And we're arguing for about $2.5 billion of extra funding. We want more funding to culture, to the Australia Council. We want to create fellowships for artists. We want rules around local content, like I was talking about. More money for cultural institutions and ABC. So there's a suite of policies that we've put together, and I talk a little bit about them in that report that you mentioned. But the key thing, basically, is more funding and also more regulation to support local content.
Yeah, and how can we as listeners get involved and help support the campaign?
Yeah, have a look at Fund the Arts. There's a website up now and there's a bit of social media out there about it. We're going to be ramping up in the run-up to the federal election. You know, all listeners can get involved in politics. It sounds boring and, you know, most people don't do it. And that's why the big mining companies have run the country, right? So, you know, write a letter to your MP, bring up the issue of cultural funding. You know, tell politicians that this matters to you and that you might consider changing your vote on the issue. Those kind of things, you know, that kind of nitty-gritty participation in democracy, it all counts and it really makes a difference.
Mm. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, Ben.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We've got the track now from Gillian.